Liberty listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good Sunday morning to you folks. Good to have you here today. And we're just reeling here at our police and military association, which there are two of them here, headquartered here at our Idaho headquarters, Mountain Hideaway, you might say. And there's so much material coming in that it's just amazing, folks. We work here at our two police military associations with all volunteers, and it's overcoming. It's just totally overcoming. I'm getting 250 to 350 emails a day now, many of them from our police and soldiers, and many of them from very concerned Americans out there, and some from foreign nations, too. And I'll share some of those with you here in just a little bit. We have a guest coming on in the second hour. So although I'm going to open the phone lines up, the second hour we're not going to have time for call-in, because we've got some very urgent business to do in the second hour. Pastor Ted Pike's coming on, and we're going to talk about how the Democrats have three bills in the House now to try to railroad through these anti-freedom, anti-First Amendment bills. There's three bills in there now, and they're hoping to railroad through the hate crimes legislation, and then two other bills at the same time. So they're trying to do an end run on us, and we've got a lot of work to do this week to stop them. Or we're not going to have a First Amendment, and we're going to be finding ourselves going to jail when you speak up about certain issues that the government doesn't want the people to know about, like we do on talk radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and as we do in our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues. Anybody that has a publication going out, if they try to expose the criminal activity and the satanic activity of our government leaders, then they're going to go to jail. They're going to go to a king. I hear something in the background. Thought I heard.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Internet, using the First Amendment on the Internet. It'll shut down publications like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. It will shut down talk radio, alternative talk radio, and on and on and on. And, of course, that's why they want it so badly, because they're losing because the people are finding out the truth. So we're going to talk about that next hour. Right now, this hour, and what I'm getting at is the next hour, we won't have time for phone calls. But this hour, we do. If you'd like to call in, you can call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And that would be a good idea, matter of fact. And I want to get into something here for you Texans down there. Sounds like it's a good deal down in Texas, because the governor has just signed a bill that is making it easier for people to use self-defense with a gun and not go to jail or not be sued by criminals and lose their homes and everything. Here's what it is. Out of Rutgers News Service, the 27th of March, we received this here at our two police and military associations. Criminals in Texas, beware. If you threaten someone in their car or office, the citizens of this state where guns are legal have the right to shoot you dead. Governor Rick Perry's office said on Tuesday that he had signed a new law that expands Texas's existing right to use deadly force to defend themselves without retreat in their homes, cars, and workplaces. Let me just say, folks, that as a cop in Phoenix, we cops, who was about 87% pro-Second Amendment all over the country, matter of fact, about 87% of the cops are pro-Second Amendment and believe the people have a right to keep and bear arms and defend themselves against criminals. But many of the states added this law, part into the law, that you have to retreat from a criminal. You have to try to get away from a criminal before you can shoot him and kill him. Well, that is ridiculous, folks. If you're laying in bed and someone sneaks up on you and is strangling you in bed and you can reach under your pillow and grab your gun and blow him away, you shouldn't go to jail because you didn't retreat, all right? So this was crazy, and I'm happy to see Governor Rick Perry throwing this out. I know that our governors are all globalists, okay, all globalists working for this global Antichrist world government, but this is a good thing, and we have to realize that. It says here, and this is Governor Rick Perry speaking, the right to defend oneself from an imminent act of harm should not only be clearly defined in Texas law, but is intuitive to human nature, Perry said on his website. The new law, which takes effect on September 1st, extends, that's this year, September 1st. I don't know why it wouldn't take effect now, but anyway, they're waiting till September 1st, extends an exception to the statute that requires a person to retreat in the face of criminal attack. The exception was in the case of an intruder unlawfully entering a person's home. The law extends a person's right to stand their ground beyond the home to vehicles and workplaces in addition, allowing the reasonable use of deadly force, the governor's office said. The reasonable use of deadly force will be allowed if an intruder is, here's a list, number one, committing certain violent acts such as murder and sexual assault, or is attempting to commit such acts. So let me explain this to you, folks. What this means is, if a guy is busting in your door, like happened to my sister a few years ago, she called me, and we lived in different states, and she says, somebody's trying to break my door down, and I don't have a gun. I don't have a way to protect myself. Well, sister, you're bad in the first place by not having a gun to protect yourself, but get on the phone and call the police. She says, I did. And he's trying to break my door down, and he's doing it. He's knocking the whole door off the hinges. And so I was really concerned about her, folks, but luckily the cops got there in time. But in this case, if you tell somebody to go away, folks, and they're breaking the hinges off your door or cutting the screen off your door to reach in or breaking out the window of your house and crawling through the window, you don't have to wait to see if they want to murder you or commit sexual assault. You blow them out of their socks. And do not do what your neighbors tell you to do, and that is pull them in the house to make it look like they were in the house. If you blow them out of their socks, you got a good old 12 gauge there, and you blow them out the window, and they're laying out in the yard. Do not touch them. Don't do it, because you'll get in trouble, folks, for trying to hide the crime scene. If you try to drag that person in the house, it's going to be very obvious to law enforcement that you killed them and they fell outside. You don't have to worry about that, folks. The person was knocking the door off the hinges, breaking out the window and crawling in, and if they happen to be shot and fall outside, or even if you shoot them before they get in the house, which is a good idea, you don't have to worry about going out and dragging them in the house. Don't do that. I know that's a common teaching nowadays of citizen to citizen, but it doesn't work with the forensic science available today. You'll get caught, so don't touch the crime scene. Let's see here. Okay, unlawful entry to unlawfully trying to enter a protected place like a home, a car, your business, something like that. Or unlawfully trying to remove a person from a protected place. That's kidnapping, folks. The law also provides civil immunity for a person who lawfully slays an intruder or attacker in such situations. That is good, folks. That is really, really good, and every state in the union should pass that. Because so many times in the city of Phoenix, when people would protect themselves and shoot somebody, even though they shot to stop them and not to kill them, they would be sued by the criminal's family and lose their home, everything. So Texas law has now put a law in there to protect the people civilly, persons who were awfully slain or injured due to no attack. We'll be right back, folks. If we have Ernie on the line, we'll be right back for the Doster Tech Exam program.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid? We have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rocky Mountains. And Ernie, hang on just a minute. Let me finish this up, brother, and then we'll bring you on. Just want to say, folks, Texas Governor Rick Perry has done a good thing here. It's just one thing I don't like about that. Let me get to that here. It says here, a conservative political outlook and widespread fondness for hunting also means Texas are well-armed people capable of defending themselves with deadly force. It is easy to acquire guns over the counter in Texas and lawful to carry a concealed gun, handgun with a permit. Well, I'm against permits, folks. The First Amendment doesn't say that how you can carry your weapon. The Second Amendment does not say how you can carry a weapon. It just says that you can be armed. And so to say that you've got to go in and turn in your Second Amendment right for a government privilege to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon is unconstitutional, totally unconstitutional. And it is secret gun registration. Butch Reno is the one that fought this all the time she knew she was going to allow it, the Attorney General of the United States, because she wanted to act like Burr Rabbit, you know, don't throw me in the briar patch, don't throw me in the briar patch. And that's just exactly where Burr Rabbit wanted to be thrown. Some of you will remember Burr Bear and, and Burr Rabbit. And that's what Butch Reno was doing. Oh, we can't let them have concealed weapons permits. Oh, we can't let them have concealed weapons permits. When all the time she knew it was secret gun registration and she was going to allow it, and wanted the states to pass concealed weapons permits so all the people that had a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, even concealed without government permission, went down and signed up for these concealed weapons permits, and so they have gun registration. Now they know which homes to come to round up the guns and the people that have guns. So I'm totally against that concealed weapons permit, folks. It's not easy to stand up for your constitutionally protected rights, okay? But we have to stand up for them. You say, but if I don't have a concealed weapons permit and I get caught, I'll go to jail. Folks, what are we going to do? Are we going to go under the UN Charter, to which has permits for everything, free speech, everything? But then it says, right at the bottom of that, under the United Nations Charter, people have a right to free speech, except in accordance with law. And everything in the UN Charter has except in accordance with law. After they say you have a right to free speech. You have a right to assemble. You have this right. You have that right. Then they say, except in accordance to law. Now, that's not the exact phrase, but that you get the point. In other words, they're going to pass laws that say you don't have these things after you go under the UN Charter. So that's what they're doing with the Constitution here. And that's what they've done with this concealed weapons permit. They want to know who has the guns, so everybody ran down and got a concealed weapons permit except this old cop and many other intelligent people. And we carry our guns concealed anyway. We don't have to. We can carry them in a holster and carry them on our hip if you want to. And many of us do that, all right? But we're not turning in our constitutionally protected rights for government privileges. If you get into that habit, it's over, folks. All right, let's go to Ernie now in Virginia. Brother Ernie, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Jack. Enjoying your show this morning and looking forward to your speaker next hour on the hate crimes legislation. And I agree totally with your position about the need to stand up for our constitutional rights. And in my view, these are inherent God-given rights that our forefathers fought so hard for, and that this attack on free speech, attack on the right to own arms, and you mentioned Governor Perry and the gun registration process, but Governor Perry in his NAFTA superhighway system activity is going to violate our private property rights big time.
Absolutely.
Using eminent domain for private entities and that company out of Spain. But the reason why I called, I wanted to bring up a couple important issues that came up over the weekend that I saw on the net, and a little discussion about Operation Bite. But before I get into Operation Bite, I'd like to bring to your attention and your listeners Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, Walter Jones of North Carolina, and Gene Taylor of Mississippi have introduced a bill to have the United States withdraw from NAFTA. And
wonderful.
Oh, isn't this great news?
That's great news.
Oh, yeah. And and it is available on WorldNet Daily. It was posted on Saturday. And these three congressmen object to NAFTA because of the rising U.S. trade deficits with Canada and Mexico, the loss of American jobs, the safety threat posed by foreign truckers on U.S. highways, and the security risk it has met in increased crime and drugs, and the potential for terrorist activity.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you have a break coming up.
Yeah, we have a break. Hang on, brother. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Folks, very, very important issues. Please do get a pencil and paper on this break and come back, and we're going to give out some very important information. This Operation Bite is essential. I was going to talk about that next, but Ernie's on top of the ball, and he's with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real. Are you sure? I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Officer Jack, the Glam program, and we'll go right back to Brother Ernie in Virginia talking about some essential items, folks, that we all need to know about and know right now. Go ahead, Brother Ernie.
Thank you. They also, on WorldNet Daily, this is consistent with the resolution by Congressman Good and the others I mentioned to withdraw from NAFTA. There was a report by Emily Jones, author of the Oxfam International report titled Free Trade Enslaves Poor Nations. She presents an interesting correlation between NAFTA and the loss of 1.3 million job losses in Mexico, the increase in cocaine trafficking into the U.S., and virtually all the heroin produced in Mexico and South America is now destined for the U.S. market. And all of this comes as ever since we implemented NAFTA, it seems that this drug activity has increased manyfold, and she associates that drug trafficking, the loss of Mexican jobs and farm laborers, and the illegal immigration. All of that is correlated to NAFTA and the free trade agreements thereafter. Now,
yeah.
moving forward to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the discussion about the supplemental appropriation legislation for Iraq. There was a provision requiring the Congress approve any strike on Iran by the President if he chose to do that in the future. Well, if she withdrew that provision, and that provision sort of gives the green light for this Russian military intelligence and all of this activity reported on the net, shortwave radio, but there was one other article on Global Research I saw yesterday, and that's George Bush's landmine and these benchmarks. And one of the benchmarks included in that supplemental congressional resolution authorizing the additional funds for Iraq is linked to the hydrocarbon law. And it's linked directly to us pulling out the oil in Iraq. And and discussed in that article, there's a billion-dollar embassy in Baghdad that's under construction right now. It will be the largest U.S. embassy in the world by a factor of 10. And it goes into great detail. This is like a fortress being built to protect the new Iraqi oil resources that somehow Exxon and all these companies that are benefiting from this so-called bogus or war on terror, which is nothing more than it appears, and I actually believe that from the beginning, when they did this preemptive strike, it was all about oil. It wasn't about bringing democracy to the people.
It wasn't, baloney.
Yeah, all baloney. Now,
They're taking away our freedoms here in America, according to the soldiers that get a hold of us from the front lines, and they're giving freedoms to the Iraqi people. Right. Sure, you can believe that one. Yeah.
Precisely. Now, as I was beginning to talk about Operation Bite, you brought it out in your prior discussion, in many emails, a whole lot of activity, Joel Skousen and his World Affairs Brief, Bob Chapman and his International Forecaster, many, many different websites talking about this. The Russians have a lot of discussion on this. This intelligence that they're reporting, a flurry of activity by U.S. armed forces near Iran's borders.
Yeah.
And there's so much detail that it brings into question. I think Joel Skousen questioned it because it was unlike the Russians to put that level of detail in. The strike is to occur on Friday, April 6th at 4 o'clock a.m. in the morning on the same day in history that World War One started, and it's a religious holiday. This is based on memory in Iran. But then, when you think through this, they're probably not likely to strike at that specific point in time. But it's like a wake up call. You know, we're going to do this, and with those British hostages, those sailors, and all that discussion, was it in Iraqi water or was it in Iran's waters? You know, why didn't they reach some negotiated settlement or agreement as to what is Iranian water or Iraqi water? I don't think there's ever been a formal agreement to that effect.
Hey, Ernie, have you heard that we've now found out that the British changed the map and they redrew everything so that they could purposely get their soldiers attacked and picked up by the Iranians, and they were in Iranian water at the time. And I wonder, brother, we know for 2 years now that the U.S. military special forces, I know this personally, and the British SAS have been in there for 2 years diagramming targets to be bombed. And so here you have these Marines and sailors, and of course the Iranians know we've had special forces in there documenting it. So Britain knew if they redrew the map that if they had their little rubber boat of soldiers over there, that the Iranians would come pick them up because they might very well be part of those teams that have gone in there to diagram all the targets to be bombed in the near future. So this was all a put-up deal, according to what it looks like now.
Oh, I agree, but we, as you know, with the dielectric process that the Illuminati plays in the New World Order, and the super elites, they have so much money, the international bankers, to finance both sides. And in fact, if you look at the recent political history in Iran, you even wonder how the current leader was voted into office, because there were certainly more moderates and more favored moderates. Maybe there was election fraud there. We don't even know if this guy is really legit in terms of the Islamic law and their religion. Does he really represent the Iranian people? And for some, does President Bush actually represent the American people, or does he represent his elite friends in the big international corporations? Whose side are they on with open borders?
No question about that, brother, who he represents. It isn't the American people.
Absolutely.
Ernie, I've got three other callers
sure.
to get on before we go to Reverend Ted Pike. You always bring up some very, very interesting subjects and very important subjects. Did you want to make a closing comment, Ernie?
Just a closing comment. If we do have a strike, if say there is an attack, whether it's on Friday or in the coming weeks, I don't think this potential conflict will end with just a bombing. I think Iran will attack our forces, and we have the potential for a World War III here.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And the mainstream media is sitting quietly. The whole world knows about this Operation Bite story that's everywhere, but we don't see it anywhere in the mainstream media.
And the Democrats are not talking about it. They're talking about trying to pull troops out of Iraq, which is ridiculous, because when we opened this war up with Iran, most of the soldiers in Iraq are going to go over there into Iran, regardless of what the general says. The Russian general says he doesn't think we're going to send in any military troops, but you have to do that after you bomb a nation into the Stone Ages, destroy their water and their electricity, all their infrastructure and all their hospitals and everything like we're going to do.
Right, but Jack,
you have to send in the troops, brother, so it's going to happen.
Well,
by the way, have you read that Pakistan has said, and here's a quote, we would support Iran if attacked by the United States and would not provide air bases to America, stated this federal minister there in Pakistan. And remember, folks, Pakistan is a nuclear bomb country. They have the nuclear bomb over there. You heard about that, right, Ernie?
Oh, yes, but Jack, I wanted to say, instead of all of the important discussion that affects everybody on this planet, we talk about Gonzalez and did he lie or not,
and
the need for comprehensive immigration reform. That's still being thrown on the TV when we got 85% of America saying no more to that crap.
That's right, brother. Listen, I've got to go to some other callers, Ernie.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling in and bringing up those critical issues. All right. Let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, welcome to the Officer Jack McClam program.
Good afternoon, Officer Jack McClam.
Good to have you on, brother.
My brother, I just turned on the radio and I heard you talking about the concealed carry permits and about how you don't recommend taking the permit. I did take the class. I recommend taking a class, especially if you don't have a lot of handgun experience or if you just want to possibly run into a good instructor. I took the class and I learned a lot. I chose not to take the permit after praying about it. But there's a
couple of
fundamental principles, common law principles that go all the way back into Scripture about private property. When you take the concealed carry permit, I do believe I'm not sure if you're required to show the permit anytime you would be showing your ID to, like, on a road stop if a cop happened to pull you over or something for speeding or something, you're showing him your ID. I believe you have to show him your concealed carry permit. They'll know it anyway when they check your ID. They'll know you have a concealed carry permit, and I'm pretty sure you have to surrender your property to the municipal employee upon demand. That is, the police officer or whoever, a law authority, when they say, if you're a concealed carry holder of the permit, the license, when the cop says, let me see your weapon, you have to surrender it.
That's right.
All right, and that's not the relationship I have with them when I'm out on the road. If the cop, for any reason, I'm engaged in conversation or not, if I happen to be willfully, you know, complying with them, if they happen to pull me over for, give me a speeding ticket or something, and they say, do you have anything in your car? Do you have any guns or, you know, surrender some of your property to me, I'd say, am I free to go? Am I under arrest and cannot proceed without assistance of counsel? And, you know, my property is my own, and as far as the courts are concerned, you know, anything beyond that is supposed to be, you know, I've pled the fifth. But, see, you surrendered your right to plead the fifth when you take the concealed carry permit. It interrupts the whole natural common law relationship of whose private property belongs. And see, we have so many things that aren't really our property, like our land and our houses, where they're taxed. If we don't pay the taxes, we lose the property.
Right.
Our cars, if we don't pay every year the registration, well, then we can't operate it. So we don't have use of our property. And so it's really down to our chattels and even livestock now. The government's now trying to say that they're going to regulate livestock.
That's right.
And so there's very few things that really are legally completely our property. But at this point, firearms is one of them if you don't take the permit to have.
Very good, Dylan. Very good. Dylan, I have two other callers on here in just a few minutes.
Bless you, brother.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Hope you'll call back again. You made some very valid points. All right, let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, welcome to the program.
Jack, I'd like to make a couple points here. One,
okay.
I'd like to speak to Ernie. I was recently talking to an Iranian American. He was telling me that a friend of his in the military was saying that there was a large growth of militias now since the military had been occupied in the Mideast, and they were going to have to start doing something about it. Okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And now, also, and this will carry on down the road, and if you give me a second.
Okay.
Also, I was talking to a Jordanian guy who tells me that, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, a Jordanian guy who was telling me that he subscribes to Reuters and that the United States, the people, in, the American people, have no idea what's going on, Jack, because of the controlled media here. He says basically we're the joke of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we have no idea what's going on. Now, there was an incident, a local incident here in Oklahoma. I recall a similar incident maybe 10 years ago. Here last week, someone found a supposed bomb made out of cooking oil, of all things, in a shopping cart parked next to a Jewish temple in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And I'm no explosives expert, Jack, but this really didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I've been trying to figure out who's behind this, the ADL, the FBI, or Willie Nelson.
Yeah. It's probably the ADL.
But it seems to tie in with what the guy said about the government turning their attention to militias again, trying to stir up trouble, causes trouble, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't even belong to a militia, but just trying to stir up trouble and, you know, and cause trouble.
Well, if we had a local militia here, I would belong to it. I believe in militias. I believe in them doing things lawful, which a militia is totally lawful. It's even in the U.S. Code. The right to be a part of a militia that is defined in the U.S. Code, Ron.
Well, Jack, I'm sure there's militias running around here in Oklahoma. The only one I've ever known to belong to one was a black guy, and
yeah.
He enjoyed running around the woods playing soldier. Had to go all the way to Tulsa.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Well, listen, it's a good idea to practice the military arts because I'm out of practice, brother. I've been out of the military. Man, 35 years, and so I'm all for people getting practice with their weapons and practicing the military arts. One of the founding fathers, I think it was James Madison, said he'd have to do that so that his kids would have freedom. He'd have to know the military arts so his children would be able to retain their freedom.
Well, I understand perfectly where you're coming from, and I agree with you. What it looks to me like, Jack, is that these guys are trying to ramp up the propaganda machine again like they did back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Stir up trouble, and God only knows what they're going to do next. They blew up the Murrell Building partially as an excuse to go after the militias.
Right. Yeah.
Jack, if you'd been here in Oklahoma and heard the constant propaganda immediately after the bombing, I mean, it was 24 hours a day.
It's just like going on right now, Ron, on Fox News and CNN News. All the news stations are constantly, every minute, hitting Iran. Iran's evil. Ahmadinejad's Hitler. We got to go get them. You know, we can't wait any longer. And that's the same thing they did after Oklahoma City bombing. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that was one thing that tipped me off to the fact there was something wrong with the bombing, Jack. I knew that something was fishy. Because of the immediate, overwhelming propaganda, it never stopped. It reminded me of the Reichstag bombing. I'd read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich a number of times when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right, Jack. And the Iranians here in the United States don't like Ahmadinejad. They wonder who he really works for. I've heard one guy say, well, maybe he works for British intelligence. They say something's fishy.
Well, I don't know. They've lied about everything he said on our television-controlled news here. Everything he says, they lie about it, so I don't know. But, Ron, I've got to take off here, brother. We've got a break coming up. And then we have Steve in Arizona.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Before I end on that last caller, or on Ernie's call about Operation Bite coming up in the near future, we have heard from other soldiers that there is an attack coming up on Iran very, very soon. Remember, folks, preceding that attack on Iran, we figure it's almost imperative that Bush do another false flag operation and attack America. Kill a bunch of Americans, kill our school kids, blow up school buses like they've been talking about doing, or blowing up our soldiers at sea. They're one of those aircraft carrier off Iran's coast now, American aircraft carrier, would sink if they bring in a Israeli sub and sink one of those aircraft carriers and blame it on Ahmadinejad. That's 5,000 of our troops at the bottom of the ocean. And the American people would really be ticked over that and want to go to war. So they're planning on doing something like that. But, folks, the only thing I can say to you is this. Two things we must do. We must call our Democratic and Republican leadership and tell them to not allow any war with Iran. None. Zero. Do not fund it. Do not allow it in any way, shape, or form. And we must do that very quickly now. This week, we must do that because this Russian general, very high Russian general, has said that it's going to be April 6th. Well, we don't know if he's right, but we do know it will be within weeks. that this attack on Iran will come. And it's not going to be just 12 hours like that Russian general said, folks. They're going to drop 400 to 10,000 bombs on, or let's say sites. They're going to have 400 sites to 10,000 sites that they're going to take out in Iran. Okay, that's what we've heard. That's quite a range, I know, but that's what we're hearing from our intelligence, military intelligence people. And so we have to do two things, folks. We have to pray that God will stay their hand and confound them and absolutely shut them down from bombing America and destroying any more of God's people, and then that they will fail in their operation to attack Iran. Okay, we must be in prayer about that, but we must at the same time contact our elected officials. Let's go right now to Steve in Arizona. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. Nice to talk to you. Hey, this is a little bit off the subject, but I've been thinking of moving up to Idaho recently, and I've been studying the law in Idaho, the statutes, and I came across something a little disturbing, and maybe I'm a little naive, but I didn't expect to see this ever coded into law. It actually gives the right of the governor to declare martial law there in Idaho. And it's Title 46, Section 602. Yeah. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, this is not unusual, Steve, in the governor's powers now. They're passing that in many states now. And it's we must remember our governors, all 50 governors, are international criminal elite lackeys. You know, they work for the international criminal elite. And they're globalists, and so this is the kind of thing that's being done, Steve.
Well, God, do you think the people of Idaho are aware of that law? Would they tolerate such a law?
Not aware of it at all, you know. But I don't know that they would even care because they're so dumbed down. The people of Idaho have no idea. They listen to the news every day, controlled news, and that's all they know.
Wow. But you are aware of the specific statute?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, is there any possible benefit to trying to make people aware of it in Idaho or making a stink about it?
Sure it is. That's what we try to do all the time, and some people was just people.
Okay, Jack. Well, nice to talk to you.
Okay, listen. Appreciate you doing the same thing, brother, and an activist. And come to see us. We'd love to see you. Okay? God bless you. Folks, we're coming into a very important hour here. Get your pencil and papers and come back to the radio very quickly. Be right back with Reverend Ted Pike.